talk a bit about the current state of whistleblowing nowadays and try to apply it and present the project of the Associated Whistleblowing Press, okay? So first I'll start talking, why whistleblowing? I think maybe some of you can be already like familiar with the idea, but I think it's important to clarify it. The idea is that now we have a okay, the presentation is already in game because I didn't have time to export it to PNG. Sorry. But so the idea is that now we are suffering a moral crisis that affects both politics and economy. In economy, this moral crisis is manifested in big monopolies and big corporations. These corporations, they hold each day more resources. As they have resources each day more, each day they have more power of interference into state affairs. These resources are totally like misused and just focused on bringing money to these corporations. And this money and the things these corporations produce, they are mostly like produced by slavery in third world countries, basically in Asia, Africa, and South America. In politics, this moral crisis is represented by a lack of legitimacy of state, which politicians are each time more detached from society. Society and people, voters, they don't trust in politicians anymore. Politicians each time more obey like the imperatives of corporations. And then we also have a hypertrophy of jurisdiction, which is each time like we have more regulations and more rules to basic actions like peeing, or we have to pee in this exact place, or like we can have a lot of examples. And in most cases, this hypertrophy of jurisdiction is aimed to be a tool to maintain or increase the power of corporations and states, which are each day more sold to these corporations. So our theory of change is whistleblowing. Why? We think that all this system, this moral crisis, is based on behavior of people. So consumption behaviors, for example, in the end, are the unique thing that which maintains corporations. And our votes and our political apathy and our political passivity also serves to maintain states. These states that do not represent anymore. People's willings. So the idea is that to change behavior with information, we have behavior is basically modeled by the information which is available and the ways of assimilating this information. We can see it both in a sociological way or in a philosophical way. In a philosophical way, we can take this information as every sensorial data, for example. Everything we see, everything we heard, each sound, not even words, but each sound, each image, and all this. So this will somehow model our behavior with the ways of assimilating information, which in philosophy are like reason. But we also have, like, we can see this in a sociological way, which is society and the leaders of society and who maintains and disseminate information in society, which are media agencies, state, like propaganda, education. Society is modeled by this information which is available and then the ways of assimilating this information. We think that whistleblowing can change both. Because whistleblowing can change public dialogue. So when you have information which is systematically hidden in order to maintain society status quo, when you have this information made public, you start to change public dialogue. When you start to change public dialogue, the ways of assimilating the information always change. So we can have a different kind of behavior. So more or less, this is why we talk about whistleblowing as a way, as a part of a theory for changing current social issues. Is it okay? Do you have questions? Do you want to say something? No? So now I'll try to illustrate and to define like the current state of whistleblowing. The idea is that whistleblowing, like in the past decades, we can say, like has changed deeply. So I will use like five parameters in order to illustrate how whistleblowing changed, how we had before, and we still have traditional whistleblowing, and now each time we have a new way of practicing whistleblowing, which is not yet very well defined. So let's take these four parameters, okay? Type of information, it means like which kind of information is being leaked or making turn into public account, being handed to authorities or to media, we'll see it after. How people and whistleblowers acquire this information, which is point A. Point B, how whistleblowers are handing this information and to whom. And point C, the aim. What whistleblowers are willing now with handing this information and making this information public? And D, results. What really happens afterwards, after the disclosure, no? So in traditional whistleblowing, we can say that the type of information is always information which is inside information. It means classified information, sensitive information, restricted information, information which is not public. That's a main characteristic and should be like that for us to call it whistleblowing, and more information which can prove wrongdoing, corruption, violations of human rights, and things which are illegal actions. No, this is a type of information of traditional whistleblowing. The methods of acquiring information, this is important. Traditionally, this information, which is inside information, one has access according to the position like he or she occupies and holds within an institution. It means Bradley Manning, for example, like he had access to the files because he was holding a position and like a work position, and then he took these files and handed these files to a whistleblowing media agency. No, for example, like this is a more basic. If someone who works in a in a ministry of health, for example, and this person finds out that according to the documents, this person has naturally access, this person finds a way to prove wrongdoing and illegalities. So this person is going to leak. So point B, hand this information. How after this person acquire information, this type of information that I just described, acquire this information according to the position which this person naturally holds within an institution or an organization, this person hands this information to an authority. Classical whistleblowing is this. You hand information to an authority which can take action over the issue. For example, you find out that someone works in an enterprise and find out that his colleague is washing money. So this person has access to documents that can incriminate or can prove that this, his colleague or her colleague is practicing something illegal or is any kind of malpractice. So this person hands this information to an authority, which is can be both a legal authority like the police or also like an authority within the organization, maybe the president or the chief of the department, okay? Then the aim. Naturally, the aim of whistleblowing was to simply start a legal persecution over someone who is malpracticing. So it is generally linked to legal persecutions, no? Results, like the results of normal whistleblowing is that the person who was incriminated by the disclosure has a legal persecution and maybe goes to jail, maybe gets fired from the work, or who knows. This is like traditionally it has been like this. So what changed now? Type of information. For example, Snowden, the NSA leaks files. Was there anything that was something that was strictly and clearly illegal? Like, no. It was like just, we can take it as a malpractice. But the United States and the NSA did nothing which was illegal. Same, Cablegate. How many legal persecutions occurred based on the files disclosed by Cablegate? Like they tried, I think they used this 2 times in court. Last time they tried to use it in Spain, it like 1 month ago, and the judge denied it because it was acquired like illegally, so it could not be used as a proof. Other example, are you familiar with a group, for example, which is it's called Paranoia? It's Paranoia. It's like a group. They say they are related to Anonymous, and they also leak information of enterprises. They leak blueprints. They leak, for example, we have each time more people leaking names and addresses of police officers, for example. Like, is this whistleblowing or not? Like, I think we have to start to more or less redefine whistleblowing according to what people are doing. So like my position is that now whistleblowing, the type of information to be used to be leaked by whistleblowers, is not like strictly going to prove and something which is illegal. I think it has more to do now with the rights of people to know and the rights of making into public accounts information of public interest, even if this information are not proving a wrongdoing exactly. Acquiring information, like this has also changed. Like, and you can see, like, if you take like hackers as whistleblowers, you have a clear example that the way of acquiring information changed, because like the hackers, they are getting the disinformation not because of due to a position which they hold within an organization. They are getting it by cracking and hacking into systems. So they naturally they would never have access to this information. So now it's also changed. Handing information. Now, due to this lack of and this moral crisis, which is a political moral crisis, which states does not have legitimacy anymore, people are not trusting in states anymore, they are not handing the information to an authority, to the police or to the Ministry of Justice, to a judge. Now they are handing this information mostly to media agencies. WikiLeaks is a great example. Now Snowden and The Guardian, another great example. The aim. If you are not proving wrongdoing, because the type of information changed, not necessarily proving wrongdoing, you acquired this information like illegally. It means you wanted to have this information, you went there, you broke a system and now to get this information. Then you hand this information not to an authority, but to a media agency. What's the aim now? I think we could say that the aim also changed, that now the aim is more related to create public awareness. Not to start a legal persecution about someone. Now, like the basic meaning to blow the whistle is to create public, to change the public dialogue by creating massive social awareness. For example, like we can say that like the last big disclosures, which is Snowden and Cablegate. Like actually, what really changed was the public dialogue. People started to talk about other things. People started to realize, like, and understand, like, structures that were hidden. And I think this is the new value of whistleblowing. Okay, there is still the value of proving wrongdoing and all this, but it's not only this anymore. Results. These are the results, like the change of public dialogue. So we have, for example, we have demonstrations. We have people more critic towards like towards government and corporations. We saw like all the wave of new of how to, like the like people were asking themselves how to use internet, a lot of manuals and guides after Trapwire and after like NSA files, for example. So like the result, I would say that which is more indirect. It's not so direct that you are pointing someone and this person is going to be persecuted. But now, like, things are changing slowly. You are changing, like, public dialogue and the conscience of people. Slowly. It's more indirect, but I think it's stronger. Do you have questions? Do you want to say something? You want to say? Okay. I don't think it's more ethical. I think it's a different way. It's a different ethic. I think now it's more related to free information and open information than before. But it's not more or not less moral or ethic. I think it's just different. It's more broad. Like it has a broader range now, and applies more to this to a basic right of people to know things which are of public interest. So, having this explained, now I'll start a bit to explain a bit of the project which I'm running and helping to run now, which is called the Associated Whistleblowing Press. It's the AWP. And try to say, no. First, we have another point. What do we need to be improved now? I forgot, sorry. Okay, so having this scenario of how whistleblowing is changing, like I'm not saying that whistleblowing is traditional whistleblowing does not exist anymore, and maybe like this is not even like chronological, like traditional and new whistleblowing. It's just like a new kind of paradigm which is also like being practiced now. So we think that there are some things to be like improved regarding digital whistleblowing. Which is, first of all, reach an agreement. Like people should like and willing to help with whistleblowing, study whistleblowing, research, provide tools and all this. I think they should like reach an agreement of what whistleblowing is now. For example, if someone publishes a private photo of the president, like. Having sex with a prostitute. Is this whistleblowing? What do you think? So we have to start thinking about, like, first, like personal privacy. Like, can we violate personal privacy in the name of the public interest? Then, can we violate copyright on whistleblowing? Like, if I publish, like, the blueprint of a machine which is, like, going to be released, like, in 1 week, is this whistleblowing? So I think those are questions that we, like maybe in during these days here, we could talk about it. But I think like first, like for us to decide like what needs to be improved, it's also essential for us to reach an agreement of what is whistleblowing, and try to more or less establish moral rules to whistleblowing. Legal, like it's a bit obvious. Like we have most the most important whistleblowers like recently being persecuted. So we really need to construct like better legislations to construct less better legislation. Smart is not here, no. Here, no. Okay. Because like if Smaury, for example, he runs like a great project with the IMI, which tries more or less he will explain it, but to work like with constructing like an ideal legal framework like for whistleblowing, which can I think that this problem like is also applied to like not only for whistleblowers but also to publishers. It means like the media agencies which are going to publish the leaked files, journalists which are working with these files. And this, so we really need like better legal frameworks, which can provide like a free environment, like to practice whistleblowing. logistics, we really still need to improve the tools which of digital whistleblowing, which is with the platforms to send files, like the guys of GlobalLeaks, for example, they are working exactly on that to to create an open source framework for whistleblowing, like the people of OTR, which is working with OTR as well. Like, this is really important, like, to continue this work in order to provide safe communication between whistleblowers and publishers, between journalists and publishers, journalists and whistleblowers. So it's essential, and we really need to improve it even more. Training whistleblowers, which is like teaching whistleblowers how to blow the whistle in a safe way, which means this, like, better practices on the internet. And then publishing, we also need like better practices on publishing. These better practices are, like, for example, like protecting third parties, like it means redacting the material. Like, lately whistleblowing has not, like, media agencies has failed a lot on publishing, on redacting the files. For example, like, we estimate, like, we are now doing a report on people that were, like, damaged by Cablegate. So we estimate that around 200 people, 200 sources could be endangered by the publication of Cablegate. So we are not saying that Cablegate was is not valid or anything. We're just saying that we need better practices in order to protect even more the sources. We also need better on publishing, better strategies. So we need information to reach people. We need, like, leaks in more languages. We need reports on more languages. We need more reporting. We have, for example, to stop leaking things on on Pastebin, for example, because nobody's going to read Pastebin. So we really need to improve, to have better strategies of visibility overall, which is both the whistleblowing platforms must be visible, like, for people, and the revelations should also be easily accessed and understood by people. Like, it's nothing if I publish, like, I don't know, 10 gigabytes of anything it could be on Pastebin. Nobody's going to dig, like, 10 gigabytes of information there. Like, so we really need, like, better publishing practices on, like, really translating big dumps, for example, in news, in order for people to really understand and reach people. So then we can, like, change the public dialogue and create social awareness. Okay, do you have questions, suggestions? No?
I have a suggestion to add one point.
Which?
One point that should be added between the things we need to improve.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Because this kind of selection and recognition will improve the quality of the tip received. Otherwise, you will receive also tons of crap that is not useful.
Okay. You say that the policies of which kind of files, like, the agencies receive, you say that?
Yes, of course. Also, the kind of request.
Or kind of, okay. I agree. Anyone want to say anything? No?
Yeah, I think that goes to an interesting question, because you can separate the material that into harmful, maybe, and as happened recently, into more embarrassing regions, for instance, which also showed misconduct.
Mm-hmm.
Were less harmful and embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So where would you put this here? Like, we would create a new one, like, put it in logistics, or?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I agree. Anyone else want to say anything? Okay. So now I will start to define a little bit, like, our project with this Associated Whistleblowing Press. So the Associated Whistleblowing Press is it's a not-for-profit association which aims to struggle for freedom of expression and free flow of information. The right to know, it means like want to struggle for information which is systematically hidden but is of public interest for this to be disclosed. And we also aim to struggle against violations of human rights using whistleblowing and using like documents which can prove and prove these violations. Our goal is global, but we want to act locally. For this, our plan is to work with a network of whistleblowing platforms. So we have our NGO there, which is an NGO legally based in Belgium. We started trying to base it in Iceland, but then we got our registration revoked and we have a lot of problems. And then now we change it to Belgium. Why Belgium? Because Belgium, as well as Iceland, they have protection of sources, like fully implemented. Not fully implemented, but with some restrictions, which is, for example, government can ask us, like for our sources, if they judge that this can interfere in public safeness. And for such, they can only ask if they don't have any other way to get this information by law, let's say. So we are going to use this legal framework to base the NGO. Then we have we'll start with local nodes, which are part of the NGO, which is based in Belgium. According to the European, I forgot now, but okay, there is a release of the European Union. The European Parliament talks about e-commerce and information societies. And according to this, it's a normative. According to this normative, information societies are based and respond legally to the place where they are legally based and registered as an address. So it doesn't matter which servers we use, it doesn't matter which domains we use, but we respond legally in Belgium. So this is the trick. We respond legally in Belgium, but we have nodes everywhere. So, for example, we could start a node here. For example, what's a node? What a node is composed of? A node is composed first of a submission platform, which is a platform which people can send files. Now we are using GlobalLeaks. It has been working, although they are not totally satisfied with their software. So far we are. It has been working very well. It works over a Tor hidden service, and it's written in Python. But they can explain it better for you. So a local node is based of a whistleblowing platform, which we say, and a working group. This working group is a group of local people, local actors, which can range from lawyers, journalists, media activists, social media managers, designers, IT people, network experts, but local. They are connected to their local public. Why this? Because our aim in the end is not, we don't want big master revelations of international impact. We think that it's more effective if we want to change public dialogue if your disclosures are somehow related to the life of people. For example, someone who lives here in the village beside, I forgot the name, Akbar. Imagine that this, a person who lives there, it's a lady of 40 years. What would change or impact her more? Revelations of United States diplomacy, or revelations that a company here is polluting the river in an illegal way? I think she would be touched more if she finds out that a problem in her community. So that's why work with local nodes. So each local node has this working group of people, has a submission platform, and interacts with a specific public. Then, the nice part also is that these nodes, they exchange, they share intelligence, which is, for example, we have a node in Netherlands, for example. We have a node in Belgium. Those are examples. So imagine that we have disclosures here. We receive files here through the submission platform, which have also to do with Belgium. And people in Belgium, they receive files which has something to do with another platform in Spain. And these people in Spain receive files which are related to Netherlands. So we can have like journalists and people who are working on these disclosures sharing all this information in order to coordinate releases and in order to analyze like more deeply and all this. Okay, what's the work of a local node? First, a local node should maintain its own submission platform. Then it should cross-check, because like who better than local people to analyze local leaks? So they will cross-check, they will maintain the submission platform, they will analyze it. They, in this moment of analyzing, they can also partner with local journalists. Like the aim is not to partner with any organization and any newspaper or any mainstream thing. It's to partner with individuals and not organizations, because we saw it there are a lot of problems when you partner with institutions and organizations, especially when they are newspapers, because they all follow an economic and political agenda, and we are really, like, all the project is really to struggle against all this. Okay. So. Okay, do you have questions like regarding like more or less this workflow? It's very confused, or it's understandable? Yeah, so the idea is that in each local node, we would have someone who knows all this, and this person can train. Like, we don't want to have like a centralized power here, which just send orders to the local nodes. Like, the idea, it's only centralized here because of the legal issue. But if it was not the legal issue, it would be totally decentralized. So the idea is this, that each local node will organize like by itself, teaching each other and preparing each other and all this. Okay. So. So apart from that, we also, we plan to offer services to community. Which is, for example, you are a journalist and you have classified files and you don't know exactly how to deal with it. So you could search us and we would like help you and or like forward you like to a local node and for you to work with this local node in order to analyze like together these files. Also, we would help with like strategies on publishing, thinking about the best moment, who you should partner with, and all this. Also. If you, for example, if you live in Middle East and you think that in your country there is a lot of corruption and you want to create a whistleblowing platform. So we offer assistance and both like legal assistance, which means we could run this platform for this group of people which is interested in opening a new whistleblowing platform. We could work and run this platform under the seal of our NGO. So this person would be... so. Like legally protected. Like the thing is centralized because like we are assuming all the liability here. Like who assumes the liability of all these nodes and what they are publishing is like the NGO in Belgium. This is interesting as well. Like the structure of the NGO in Belgium, we are doing it. It's an NGO. That's important to say. So we have an assembly structure. We have all power to the assemblies. So, for example, like the liability here, according to the Belgian legislation, is the responsible editor. So we have to, in each release, point one or more responsible editors. So this function in the NGO is rotative. So we will never have the same people being like liable for the disclosures. Like we said in our statute, we have 2 years, for example. So each person, and we have always two editors, responsible editors. They change positions. They are elected by the assembly, and then they can only have a mandate of 2 years. They cannot re-elect. They can try to be elected after, but they have to wait one mandate. So we are really trying to avoid a centralized structure with personal icons and all this. We really want to make it decentralized and rotative. Functions are rotative. Okay, do you have questions? More? So we start with a group of people. We start with a group of people, which he's a designer, she's an IT expert. She knows how to manage social networks. The other guy is more techie. We have a journalist or this. So the first thing is to gather people. Once we gather people, you can start. And the people of GlobalX, they are helping us a lot with instructing how to install the platforms and all this. And they are more or less we put responsibility on them. And so this, gathering people. Yes, of course. We are more we searched people in the beginning, more to know how we are going to do that, but now we are just, we are open, we are totally open. And that's also what we really want to, for this to be maintained. To be inclusiveness, totally open to people. Okay, we can have problems with spies and all this, but it will be revealed on the road. But as for now, we are open, and we want this to be open and collective and decentralized. No heads, no orders, no rules. No rules, rules, but not rules from a centralized power. So, what do we need now in order to run? Okay, we have a local node working as already. It's a local node in Iceland. It's called Ljost. It's Ljost, ljost.is. Ljost means light and bring into light, all this. So, what do we need? We need support. No, let's start with one. We need collaboration first. We need people willing to collaborate. This, people willing to run local working groups, people willing to help writing, analyzing, and designing. People willing to work, we need. With this personal collaboration. We need cooperation, which is to work together with other complementary projects. Projects which are working on communications, like safe communications. Projects which are working with providing a framework to blow the whistle. We need cooperation with projects working in the legal framework. I have also a very solid and concrete idea. Maybe we should talk about this during these days, which is really to try to create more or less a league of institutions and organizations working with whistleblowing in order to solve a problem that will arise now or later, which is the dissemination of the indiscriminate dissemination of whistleblowing platforms, which people will have a lot of difficulty in the end to know is this people which I'm sending files really going to do something with the files, or they're going to get these files and sell these files? Is the submission platform I'm using really safe or not? Are the people who are receiving this information, they are really able to analyze this information? All this. So, in the future, that will be a problem. If we imagine a future with a lot of whistleblowing platforms all around the world, and it's growing, huh? So, a proposition of cooperation, for example, would to more or less talk with projects, basically here in the Noisy Square, to start to like make a league of institutions who could make audits, for example, in the whistleblowing platforms, audits in the communication methods, audits in the editorial staff, for example, all this. So maybe in the future we could have a whistleblowing platform with a seal of approval of us, which are working with this now. So cooperation. We need afterwards. After all, we need support. It means servers, both virtual machines and dedicated machines, hardware, like and money, of course. So who is interested? We have a webpage is donate.awp.is. Oh, I forgot to say that our webpage is awp.is. So if you go to donate. .awp.is, you'll be able to donate with credit card, bitcoins, and postal order. I also need a space and a tent because I didn't bring tent. So, yeah, no, okay, thank you. So it's like I'm totally open for questions, to talk, to discuss, to know what you think about it. Here for new, I don't know. Do you have something to say?
Is finished.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's interesting. I also saw that, like, in the new release, you can choose the receiver, no?
Oh, yes, this is this is very
interesting. Like, I don't know if you're familiar with Global Leaks. Like, it's very interesting. You should see. You had a. No. I know.
I'm wondering if you're only focused on publication, or if some of the responsible disclosure policies could also include talking to politicians first, say, or maybe avoiding full disclosure of some things. Or I don't know if that is included in your ideas. Or
I think that's interesting what you said, because also like both contact like maybe politicians, the governments before disclosure, and also the third parties, for example.
I'm asking this also because I think it could attract different kinds of reasons, since you also spoke about reasons or goals for leaking something, could attract different kinds of people.
Yeah, it's a good idea actually, and I think like in this case, like I don't discard this possibility, but as I said, like the idea is that like each global node will decide about these things or how the best practice to publish. We have, for example, like what we provide here in the center is are some guidelines. For example, like we don't publish anything that violates personal privacy. We don't publish like stories or secondhand accounts and all this, but these are just basic guidelines. But actually, like as I said before, like the strategy of publishing, I think it should be decided by the local working groups. We also have the idea, which is imagine that we have each node receiving materials. And we have in each node like people analyzing these materials and producing stories. In the end, we could perfectly, as we have like some local nodes working and active, we could have like a newswire only based on leaked content, on stories and reports of leaked content. So maybe in the future we could substitute the Associated Press as a newswire and have the Associated Whistleblowing Press. Actually, that was the main idea, to really like attack mass media and produce a new mass media strictly based on unbiased and scientific journalism, which we having like each node like feeding newswire, an international newswire in a lot of languages and with analysis, reports, summaries, and all this. More questions? No?
No. All right.
Well, a small question because he's holding the microphone. Again, about the local nodes. How do you know if you got the right people? Because you could, you're talking about analyzing data and all, mm-hmm. but they have to be compatible.
Completely?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so this is the idea. We have to start building a trust network. And I hope like my staying here during these days will also like work for that. But that's really, really a problem. We cannot accept anyone. We can never know. Like, I don't know, the guy is, an NSA agent. But there is also the thing that I don't care if this person is a spy or not. Like, if this person is doing their work, like, and we are transparent, we are doing nothing illegal. If this person is doing their work in the local node, like, they can be like FBI, NSA, what they want. Like, okay, until a certain level. But, yeah. So it's important to create a network, a trust network, of course. More questions, anyone?
Do you ever try to figure out some kind of rating or evaluation of the capacity of a single local node, just for keep track if they are working are good or is working badly and so on?
That's a good idea. But as I said before, for now we only have one local node, which is in Iceland. But in the future, of course, it would be very interesting to start to see exactly the activity of each local node in order to judge if people are really performing their work, if not, and all this. I forgot to say that people working in the local nodes, they can have a membership in the NGO. So it means that these people will also take part in the assemblies of the NGO. They will have power to vote in the assemblies to elect the people who are going to be liable for the publications and all this. So we're really trying to, like, we're not working for anybody. Like, when you join, like, a working group in a local node, we are part of the thing and we have a vote as anyone else. So, well, it's this. More questions? No?
Thank you very much, Pedro.
Okay, thank you. He had a question. Sorry?
What are the yellow dots?
The yellow dots were the... I didn't have time to finish. I was in the train. It's the whistleblowing platforms. Which connect... which are the link between the local node and the public.
Very cool.
Okay, thank you very much. Sorry for...
Thank you, Pedro. No problem.